From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the Central Intelligence Agency conclusion that Russia interfered in last month's presidential election to boost his chances of winning was ridiculous. Arizona Senator John McCain and three other senators have called for an investigation into Moscow's interference in the election. Meantime, Mr. Trump has praised ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson, who media reports suggest will be his nominee for Secretary of State. Senator McCain questions Tillerson's connections to Russia. An explosion at Cairo's Coptic Christian Orthodox Cathedral on Sunday killed at least 25, wounded nearly 50. Bishop Anba Suriel is of the Coptic Church of Melbourne, Australia. He was in the Cairo church just after the attack.
Inside the church was pandemonium. There was detectives, police, bishops, priests, media, reporters. It was quite a shock to just enter into the church to see the steel ball bearings that had exploded in the bomb. And I could see the marks all over the walls of the church. I could see tissues of the bodies of the deceased martyrs plastered on the walls of the church.
So far, there has been no claim of responsibility for that Cairo attack. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday, killing 20, wounding dozens more, militant group Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility. Somalia's president has condemned the blast, called on security forces and Somalis to cooperate to eliminate terrorist groups who are targeting civilians. This is VOA News. A Kurdish militant group known as the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombing. It killed at least 38 people, wounded more than 150 others in Istanbul, Turkey. Blast rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. Car bombing and a suicide blast targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match had ended. This man's son was one of those security officers. He said a shell hit the back of his son's head. He said, and after treatment, the son is recovering. Meantime, Turkish police have detained 118 pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party officials. That happened today over alleged ties to the PKK. Kurdistan Freedom Falcons is considered an offshoot of the PKK, or the Kurdistan Workers' Party. U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, says that Iraqi and U.S.-led coalition forces have now killed or wounded more than 2,000 Islamic State fighters in the battle for the city of Mosul, all of that since October. General Townsend also said there are an estimated 3,000 to 5,000 IS fighters defending the city. Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter made an unannounced visit to Iraq to meet with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and military leaders.
This hasn't been an easy fight, won't be an easy fight, but today I discussed it with Prime Minister Abadi. That was an excellent meeting with him, and we agreed it's playing out pretty much according to the plan.
Carter said recapturing Mosul is crucial to the Iraqis' hopes of restoring their sovereignty. Hong Kong's finance minister has resigned. That happened today, a move that many see as a first step toward making a bid for the city's top job. Rumors have been around for a while that the U.S.-educated John Tsang would seek office. City's current leader, Chief Executive C.Y. Leung, announced last week that he would not seek a second term, citing family reasons. New Zealand Finance Minister Bill English was sworn in today as the country's new Prime Minister after last week's surprise announcement that John Key was stepping down after 8 years in the role. English is taking over at a time when New Zealand is doing well economically. State Services Minister Paula Bennett was named Deputy Prime Minister. Former Prime Minister Key said last week he was stepping down for family reasons. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.